Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, June 12th. Tesla has officially launched the new Plaid Model S, and we've got a lot to talk about. The biggest innovation is a new carbon sleeve rotor in the electric motors. Tesla had to design a new manufacturing machine just to wind it, and it results in an extremely efficient and small, powerful motor. Tesla released a power curve discussing the motor speed, and it leaps above the 2019 performance version, adding around 200 more horsepower. Musk also confirmed that Tesla managed to achieve the lowest drag coefficient for any production vehicle at 0.208. Tesla also unveiled the new heat pump in the Model S, with claims that it requires 50% less energy and adds 30% better range in cold weather. We've known that Tesla has claimed a 0 to 60 acceleration in 1.99 seconds and a quarter mile in 9.23 seconds. After the presentation, attendees were able to test ride the Model S Plaid on the test track, and they started to post videos confirming that insane acceleration. Musk also briefly mentioned the new fast charging capacity of the Model S at 187 miles of range in 15 minutes. Tesla's new version 3 superchargers are limited to 250 kilowatts, but Musk hinted at ramping it up to 280, 300, and eventually 350 kilowatts. Unfortunately, he didn't specify a timeline. Tesla also discussed safety improvements, saying that Tesla hit the lowest probability of injury in any car ever tested with the Model S Plaid, consequently beating its own record. The rest of the presentation focused on the interior of the Model S, which was already unveiled. Musk briefly discussed the yoke steering wheel, only saying that it's great for visibility and not mentioning the normal round version, whether it would be available or not. Tesla has also designed its new acoustic glass, addressing cabin noise, something that's been an issue in the past. Moving into entertainment, Tesla is using a new AMD RDNA 2 GPU with the same computing performance as a PlayStation 5. In fact, they showed a brief demo of the video game Cyberpunk running on the entertainment system. The automaker also released a quick demo of its new user interface that is now more customizable and uses better gestures. Tesla has now fully transitioned to a horizontal screen for the main display. By default, it shows a navigation app that covers the entire display. Tesla completed the presentation with the first 25 deliveries of the Model S Plaid, and Musk said that Tesla should be producing a few hundred units per week and ramp up to 1,000 per week next quarter. The Model S Plaid starts at $130,000. We have more notes and commentary on the presentation, and you can find those on our site, electrek.co. Tesla has downgraded the range of its brand new Model S Long Range, which also was Tesla's longest range electric car, and this occurred just a few days after launching it. What was previously touted as having 412 miles of range, the new version of the Model S was announced to be at 405. The official EPA estimated range for the new version of the Model S are not on the agency's website, but Tesla appears to have received the official results, leading to changes in advertising. In a comment to Electrek last week, Elon Musk said that he doesn't see a need for an electric vehicle with a range of over 400 miles. The comment was criticized for not accounting for the fact that 400 miles of range is closer to 250 or 300 miles in cold climates. However, Tesla seems to have addressed part of that during the launch of the Model S by saying that there's a new heat system with better efficiency. The EPA has released its official range numbers for the Porsche Taycan Cross Turismo. We actually had a chance to review the bigger off-road Cross Turismo variant last month. The Taycan 4 Cross Turismo and 4S Cross Turismo model come in with 215 miles. The Taycan Turbo Cross Turismo gets 204 miles. The Taycan Turbo S Cross Turismo at 202. At Electrek, we wonder why this is. Porsche has a very aerodynamic car and a large 90-plus kilowatt-hour battery, but those big inefficient wheels and other things drive the numbers way down. The EPA numbers are barely half that of a comparative Tesla. Vertical Aerospace has announced that it has pre-orders for up to 1,000 of its electric VAX4 vertical takeoff aircraft. This includes orders from American Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, and aircraft leasing group Avalon. The company plans to go public soon, being valued in an SPAC deal at $2.2 billion. SPAC investors include American Airlines, Avalon, Honeywell, Rolls-Royce, and Microsoft's venture capital fund, M12. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Rome-headquartered Enel Group's Brazilian renewable energy subsidiary, Enel Green Power Brazil Participaciones Limited, has started commercial operations of the 716-megawatt Lagoa dos Ventos 1 and 2 wind farm in Brazil. It's South America's largest wind farm currently in operations, and Enel Green Power's largest wind farm worldwide. It consists of 230 wind turbines and will be able to generate over 3.3 terawatt hours per year, avoiding annual carbon dioxide emissions of more than 1.6 million tons. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.